It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. And I was waiting for the whisper from the Andre 3000. One, two, three, four. And started the song, and then I realized it was the instrumental.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's all.
It's all right. It's a Vibe Check Tuesday. Vibes are good. Playing Andre 3K. However, it is... Watching that tape, Anthony, is the most frustrated I've been with this team all year. And I say that as kind of a good thing. Because the expectations are higher. That is good. It means something. I do think that this team, like, there is a good chance they come out and they just, they're playing with their hair on fire. And the Eagles are good. So I'm going to stop myself short of saying they come out and dump truck the Eagles, because I think the Eagles present some real challenges that I'm real nervous about. That has to do with the Eagles. But if there was another non-top 10 team on their schedule this week, if there was a team on their schedule this week that is in the Carolinas, the Clevelands, the pick your team, I mean, even someone better than that, who's an interesting but not good enough team in our tiers?
I think the Falcons.
If they were to play the Falcons this week, there's a chance they would just annihilate them because of how ticked off they must be after watching that tape. And we'll get your vibe checks here on the phones at 301-230-0980. But, like, watching, I told you yesterday before the show I had watched the offense. And I will say the offensive tape is more frustrating than the defensive tape in a way, because this weird thing happens when you watch the film of a game. It's silent. There's no crowd. There's no announcing. If you don't pay attention to it, like, it's just play after play after play. You almost lose sight of time, score, situation. Luckily, the way the NFL Pro setup is, which is where the platform I use, like, I actually have a score graphic and a time graphic, and I've started to take more notes on time, score, situation stuff to try to keep myself engaged in the situation of the game. Because what can happen is you kind of just become numb to play after play after play, and it's like, that was good, that was good. Oh, that was bad, that was good, that was bad. Hey, they scored. And you realize that the two bad plays that happened on defense were on third downs. And you're like, well, dang, that's not good enough. And so offensively, there's all this stuff that's so close. You're just like, man, can you block that dude for another half a second? Or like, man, Jaden, that's the right decision, but why'd you have to throw the ball 100 miles an hour? Or man, Zach Ertz, he hit you between the 8 and the 6. Could you, I don't know, catch it? And you're just frustrated. And as a fan or an analyst watching it, it's one thing. If they're watching, like if Zach Ertz is watching it, he's going, Zach, he hit you between the 8 and the 6. Could you, I don't know, catch it like you have pretty consistently for 10 years in the league or however many years Zach has been playing. So there's just like all these plays that are right there to be made offensively that they've just been making all year at a much higher clip. And the Steelers are a good-ass defense. And they do some things that were really, really clever and really, really executed well to the point that, like, if you know, I was taping something with someone this morning for another show, a TV show, and they were like, you know, did the Steelers say do something that other teams could maybe figure out? And I was like, sure, if you can install their scheme and play it to the absolute highest level of execution with players that are abnormally good at their jobs, no. If that was that easy, then everyone will do it. Or everyone would do it. And so that's the offense. The defense is frustrating for a different reason, which is that snap in, snap out, they played really well. Like, they won so many more reps than they lost. Where their coverage is locked down, the rush is pretty good, they force incompletions, no one's open. The run defense was pretty good, but then penalty here. And, like, some of them are just dumb penalties. The chin roughing, that's brutal. Like, that's a killer. Then, oh, we got a mental mistake. We got a 3rd and 8. We're up 10 points at the start of the third quarter. We're about to force another punt and a 3 and out. And here comes Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner on a what looks to be a green dog blitz. So green dog blitz, at least it's the terminology that I'm familiar with. They might call it something else, and there's different ways you can play them. But essentially, you got two guys that are assigned blitzing. And if the back stays in, both of them actually blitz. If the back, who one of those guys, which I think in this case is Frankie Louvu, you got him in man-to-man, so I guess it's easier to explain it that way. If the guy that you have in man-to-man stays in, you blitz. Don't just let him stand there and help other people block. Go get him. And you go blitz. And if he goes out in a route, you play him in man-to-man. And Jaylen Warren, like, flashes like he's going to block, slips past Frankie Louvu, and as he's getting mashed in the face by Louvu, Russ, boop, dink, right to Jaylen Warren, who runs it for 26 yards, I think. And you go from fourth and eight in a punt to massive gain. Two plays later, Pickens picks up 34 on the weird play where he catches it's like a short slant or like a long slant, short post, dig, some kind of in-breaking route, and then dances and prances through defenders because he doesn't know how to run. He just jumps over everywhere. It's a weird bit, but it's effective. And then they're on the goal line, and then they score. And you're just like, you had a third and eight and a second and 20, and it ended up in a six-play touchdown drive or seven-play touchdown drive? That's infuriating. Obviously, St. Juice on the 39 late. It's 39. 39 is great, unless you play flat-footed and let a dude run right by you. And, like, you know, the touchdown to George Pickens to start things. I was so mad on Sunday at Noah Igbinoghene. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, what? That's a joke coverage-wise. Watching that back, I apologize to Noah Igbinoghene. Anthony, I wish if we were on TV, we would do a demo right now. We're on the internet, on video, and we're in separate rooms, so I'll do my best to describe it. But, like, you know what it means to, like, play through the hands, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, right? So if I'm going to catch the ball here on my right shoulder as a receiver and you were to be the DB, you would go to where my hands are. And Noah Igbinoghene is perfectly right there, ready, just waiting for George Pickens' hands to go up based off his body position to catch it. And then he's going to punch up through the hands, and he probably knocks the ball out, and he probably gets a PBU. It's really good coverage. No complaints. Except for the part where George Pickens is an alien from outer space and changed his entire body position and went from catching it over here to snatching the ball outside of his body over here and uncovered himself in midair in one of the sickest catches I've ever seen in my whole life. It's like, what do you do with that? Be sad? So, like, down in, down out. Defense played well. Down in, down out, offense left, I think, a lot of stuff that they have done well this year. Simple stuff that could have advanced their cause. And then, obviously, that doesn't even mention special teams were like, hey, OZ, we got to catch the punts. And they got lucky on the fake that dude drops it. So, it's just, I hope that they find a way to take the, assuming that they feel similarly to I do, and the way I'm guessing some of or many of you do, the anxiety, the anxiousness, the like frustration with that game, channel it and just go, I'm ready to, because we've all had moments like that where you do something, you know you messed it up, and all you want is another shot. Well, they got another shot on Thursday, and that shot is a different shot. You don't get to play well and then actually, hey, sorry, oh, wow, great redemption. Take that loss to Pittsburgh off the board. Now you're actually, you get two wins for beating Philly. No, but you can't get one. And it counts kind of double in the division because of where they are at 7-2 and where you are at 7-3. So it's going to be a fun one. It's going to be really, really challenging for reasons that we'll get into maybe starting a little bit today and certainly tomorrow and Thursday on the show. But, man, what a frustrating... It feels like times of old in terms of just, like, very silly... It's not even silly, though. Like, it is different. Substantively, I know intellectually it is different. But where you're just like, gah! But I guess this time, instead of gow, why don't they ever do it right? It's like, gah, they are so close to doing the things they've done all year. And that way, it almost makes it more frustrating. The great burden of expectations. So how are you feeling with all of that? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. It's the Hoffman Show and a Vibe Check Tuesday, and we're taking your calls next.